Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 15th of June, recording at, it looks like it's 6:32 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. Some cracks appearing in some of the global European stock markets, quite possibly. Also, Nasdaq's weak here again today. Asian markets remain generally quite firm. Cracks in the gilts and in the euro bunds. I'd mentioned that they'd lost a bit of upside momentum previously after fabulous rallies. That's not unrelated to the sort of delayed reaction to the Constitution, European Constitution, no votes. Dollar weaker in here today. And, you know, it did get within, I think, 3/4 of a point of that psychological resistance at 90. Maybe that message yesterday got around a bit. What else? Precious metals, firm, very firm in here today. It's quite exciting. Cocoa, explosive move yesterday with good follow-through today. Soybeans breaking out. Again, this is interesting stuff. Okay, in terms of stock markets, just when everybody thought it was safe to go back into the water, as they say, we've got some deterioration showing in Europe. I put up some of the charts, small downside keys in three of them, I believe. Well, only two count. I mentioned the third. Clearest one is the DAX, small one in FTSE, and I believe there was a small one in CAC, but it was minuscule. But those markets are overextended, and I think they've been living in a false paradise. I mean, people saying, oh, the euro's, well, I've repeated the reasons before, but they were saying the euro's bullish, earnings are good, the valuations aren't all that high. Read the report that I posted in here today. And I like reports about Germany that are written by Germans in Germany. And that's a really quite interesting one, and what a timely report. The big question mark in my mind here is if we get Wall Street and Europe heading down again, will the Asian markets hold out on the upside? Well, perhaps for a while, but, you know, it depends on the extent of the move. If Wall Street were to slide significantly, in other words, go back down and test its April lows, let alone break through them, there's no way that wouldn't spill over and affect the Asian stock markets as well. And, you know, the good ones rallied very, very strongly. Australia got right back up to its high, nice resources play. India got back up to its high. One of my favorites for the long term, it's been boring recently because of the interest rate increases, is Thailand. Interest rate increases in Thailand, but, you know, the chart looks promising. So I'm going to play this, you know, I'm going to hold on to my Asian investments. And I may worry a little bit about my Nikkei long positions, particularly if the European indices come down more sharply. As I mentioned yesterday, I believe, and again today here, I'm rolling forward some loss-making short positions later this week. I've already given the order. They will show losses, but probably smaller than they were this morning, with any luck. Okay, on to the serious stuff in here in terms of changes. The bunds were walloped in here today. Look at that chart, which I posted, down over a point, and it's the biggest dynamic we've seen there for a very, very long time. Gilts are also weak. The Australian bonds I mentioned before have been coming off. JGB is still holding up, and I do maintain that we went on the big moves. We get global commonality. U.S. bond market on the downside again today. It had rallied earlier in the day, but subsequently come off, but only five ticks, but that must be the seventh consecutive day on the downside. There's a bit of a message in that. That's creating a headwind for Wall Street, down 45 on the Dow as I speak right now. NASDAQ getting the biggest decline, including down 13.5 points on the futures contract as I speak. That's one of my bigger short positions overall. And although it has to, well, no. Let me just carry on with what is important here. The dollar, looking a little bit rocky up here. It was entitled to a pause, but it's not far short of a downward dynamic in here today. And that has emboldened the metals resources bulls here. They were also helped by the oil price, and oil's at 56.55 as I speak, 56.60 now. Powerful. Gold up 220. Has been a dollar higher, nearly a dollar higher. The palladium, that's up 4 in here today. Platinum closed at 882.4. Now, you know the old Sisyphusian roll the boulder back up the hill one more time. My goodness, if it's done it once, it's done it at least 20 times over the last many, many, many months, only to fall back down. But the last roll down, well, it only went about a quarter of the way down the hill. So, well, I'm still there. Hopefully, not just the triumph of hope over experience. In other words, I'm long. Silver, not bad, but not, it's not that brilliant. It's up 5 in here today, 733. But silver had been very, very strong earlier on. So it's a pretty good action overall. I'm happy to remain long gold, silver, and platinum. The only reason I don't have palladium is because I've concentrated on the others, and palladium's the laggard. But it's palladium's cheap, cheap, cheap. What else to mention? I bought the coffee. Beg your pardon, the cocoa in here today because of that good chart action yesterday. I wish we'd seen a smaller dynamic because a move of that magnitude leaves the market vulnerable to a pullback and consolidation. But I haven't gone overboard, and if it does pull back and consolidate, I'll buy a bit more. Soybeans back in there as well, but not that aggressively. Exciting stuff, though. Again, resources. That's the hot area. Asia has been hot. Europe has been hot. I don't think Europe can maintain it. Now, Owen and I are at the chart seminar tomorrow, where I look forward to seeing some of my subscribers and meeting lots of new enthusiastic people who are interested in learning about behavioral technical analysis. I am going to come back here after the session. I'm usually pretty weary. Although it's a fun experience, and I'm sort of energized by it spiritually and emotionally, creatively, but I'm usually pretty weary. But I will try to put something up on the website and do an audio as well. Be more audio than website, because that takes less time. And ditto Friday. Okay, all the best.